Inniu a gin iwisio tyma a gara giart ag fferw wesel dron dy pwedig o bwy agus o, ta lir sgilti lensio ta lir sgilti sian hans ag pwedig agus ta se cwr lior leher a gynnyla sy'n aml leher as gara bu inniu fan amed gymryd yn lior sy'n cwr a glog sy'n anodd mys yn anniu ta se amed lan oig agus a sgil hen Patrick, you understand some Gaelic, but you'd be more relaxed on and speaking English.
Yeah, I would. Yes.
So we'll stay with English. So
right.
Patrick, but
okay.
I'd like you to give me the gist of your youth and how it was, what it was like growing up here in Carrickyard, Paddy.
Yeah. Well, I was born in the Strand Road, Carrickyard, and my father was Johnny Boyce from Breakney Hill in Cranford. And my mother was McBrearty from Maher Drummond, Milford. She was Sarah McBrearty. They had three of a family, Mary, Columba, and myself. Now, my father went to the States in 1910.
To do what kind of work, Patrick?
He went to New York and stayed with a sister, Bridget, there, and then went on to the name of the place, can you hold on a minute just to say?
Yeah.
And he went to Pittsburgh, and he was a male nurse in St. Francis Hospital in Pittsburgh, and he was there for quite a few years. But while he was there, he was attacked by a red Indian with a knife.
My God.
And
for what reason, Paddy? Like,
well, it was a hospital where a lot of alcoholics,
yeah,
and they were being
right
cured, I suppose, mm-hmm. over there. But anyway, some of the other nurses came and he was just trained, and had to put him into bed and put straps over him, you know, keep him down. But my father came home in 1923, and he bought a blacksmith shop on the Strand Road in Carrickyard. And the day that he bought the blacksmith shop and the private house, his brother Eddie took him down in his jaunting car. And he didn't get off the jaunting car. He bought the house from sitting on the jaunting car at £285.
So it was being auctioned off?
It was being auctioned.
Right.
Jim Waters was the auctioneer from Milford.
Uh-huh.
And it was knocked down to £285, which was quite a lot of money at that time.
It would have been, of course it would.
So,
but he had earned some...
He had earned some money, yeah, in the States, all right, you know.
Right, and that was his plan to come and buy,
yes,
some property.
That's right, yes. So he closed up the blacksmith shop, and he started up grocery, hardware, coal, and manures,
mm-hmm.
and all that. That was in 1923, started up there. And he built up the business. And then I went into business after I left school